I'm not an expert. Well, I'm a little bit of an expert. Maybe not much of an expert, but I got more expertise on the phone line because I got Harry Douglas. Harry, what's up, buddy?
What's up, bro? Good to be on after that disappointing Saturday.
Oh, my goodness. Harry, when I saw you down there on the field before, when I saw you Friday night at the pep rally, I did not think that we would be having this conversation. This was shocking. What stood out? What one word would you use to describe what you witnessed at Nissan Stadium?
Atrocious. Atrocious by offensive coordinator Todd Downing, and atrocious, very, very atrocious by the quarterback player Ryan Tannehill. I don't think I've seen a more disappointing game played by a quarterback in the playoffs in my life that I've been living. Honestly, I don't. You look at how the game started off. I definitely don't agree with starting off the game with a play-action pass. I mean, just hand the ball off. But that resulted in an interception. He's staring down the receiver. The first drive of the second half resulted in an interception. The last play of the game resulted in an interception. And I just didn't think Ryan Tannehill played a brand of football that gave this team a chance. I don't know what more you could ask the defense to do. They sacked the quarterback 9 times. Not only that, though, the play calling. I didn't agree with a lot of the play calling that happened in that football game as well.
Harry Douglas with us here on 104.5 The Zone. At HDouglas83 is where you can find him on social media. Of course, First Take, he's all over the place breaking down the games for ESPN. Harry, what you said about Tannehill resonates with a lot of people today, but your analysis on social media of Todd Downing's play calling, understanding that Ryan Tannehill is the franchise quarterback and he has to make better decisions. Do you think he was adequately put in enough positions to succeed?
I mean, at the end of the day, he has to make the plays, but Todd Downing should have did what Kyle Shanahan did with Jimmy G, right? Put it in the running back's hand the ball off in certain cases. You look at the interception when he tried to – so the nickel corner came on a slot blitz, right? And usually in a run game, you would throw that bubble screen. But what had transpired to get to that point, no matter what the circumstances were, I'm handing that football off. And if I'm Todd Downing, I'm calling a play no matter what to hand that football off. So Ryan Tannehill's not even in that position. And then I want to bring up the third and one towards the end of the game. Third and one, right? First of all, Julio's not in the game.
Yep.
And then that's a problem to me. But then you have the Cincinnati Bengals playing man coverage and stacking the box. You have A.J. Brown one-on-one. You have the two corners in the short side of the field decide that they want to play man press on the same level. There's no way in hell, Buck, when I decide to coach, which is far down the line, am I ever going to let corners on a football field be double man press and on the same level against any receiver I have on a football field? That was the opportunity, especially if you knew you're going for it on fourth down. That's the opportunity to take a shot. But negate that. If you don't want to take a shot, I'm not giving Ryan Tannehill the ball to run it. I like my chances with my running back one-on-one with a linebacker in the hole. If we can't get 1 yard, then hell, we don't deserve to get it.
That's what I'm saying, Harry. Like, I'm livid watching that game back because, listen, my thing all year long is Ryan Tannehill clearly has limitations, but we have seen adequately him put in positions to succeed. Don't put him in a position to lose you the game with plays like that. I understand he is important. I understand that the quarterback is the most important and impactful position. But I came away from rewatching that game a couple of times, as I know you did, spitting angry that was the position he was put in.
And, Buck, I'll take it a step further. The last drive of the game, I didn't think the clock was managed the correct way either.
What the hell is that, Harry? What is that?
But, Buck, you have a 3rd and 5 situation. Why are you calling routes that are longer than the first down marker? Ugh. I can see a yard or two. But 3, 4, 5 yards down the field, it doesn't make sense. And then Ryan Tannehill, I'm not throwing the ball to my third-string receiver in that situation. If you're going to force the ball to somebody – force it to Julio. Force it to A.J. Brown. Force it to guys who's made plays in this league over and over and over again. Not to mention the tight end was wide open underneath for the first down.
Yeah.
Just dump it off to him.
Ferkser's running free there on a crossing pattern underneath, and it looks like Ryan Tannehill never saw him or never looked at him. staring down Nick Westbrook-Ikhina the way that he did Julio Jones on the first interception, the first freaking play of the game. Harry Douglas, former Titans wide receiver, ESPN NFL analyst, is our guest here on 104.5 The Zone. Harry, when you watch the rest of the divisional round games, as I know you did, a lot of the criticism here locally has been, well, they don't have the kind of offense in Tennessee that can compete with Kansas City, that can compete with Buffalo in this side of the bracket. But when I looked at the amount of explosive plays, Harry, that they did had, while they only came away with 16 points, I feel like that's not necessarily an accurate assessment, even though you saw Mahomes and Allen both go God mode last night.
Buck, I got to stop you right there. The offense needs to be updated. It needs to be more innovative. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you. Because, see, you can beat those teams in the regular season, but when it comes to that postseason, Joe Burrow's not going anywhere. Justin Herbert's not going anywhere. Patrick Mahomes isn't going anywhere. Josh Allen isn't going anywhere. Who am I missing? Lamar Jackson isn't going anywhere. All these guys aren't going anywhere.
Right.
So if your guy can't win it with his arm, and I'll bring up a little nugget, 2019, the Titans went to the AFC Championship game, and they went up in that game against Patrick Mahomes, right, the Chiefs.
I was there.
When the Chiefs came back, and now you need Ryan Tannehill, his arm, to get you back in standing, did it get done or did it not get done?
It did not get done.
That's my point exactly. The way the league is moving now and the way these young quarterbacks, when I mean young quarterbacks, I mean first, second, third, fourth year guys. They're not going anywhere, Buck. So I need Todd Downing to use the weapons that he has on his football team more effectively. When I was there for the Bills game, that's one of the things I took away from watching that game, and I said it throughout the year. And I understand guys have been in and out of the lineup, but you have to draw up things. You had a bye week that you could have drew up all kind of different things and not be so vanilla offensively.
They looked exactly the same as they have all year long, Harry. It's inexplicable to me. Inexplicable. Yep. In that moment, I think, and it's a point well made, because we've seen this play out, and that then becomes the question: have we now seen the peak of Ryan Tannehill and this offense, or with this offense here in Tennessee? And I don't know necessarily what the answer to that question is, Harry, because I'm watching that game plan, and your colleague at ESPN, Matt Bowen, as I'm watching these cut-ups that he's putting out on social media, his analysis of the Titans' passing game structure cannot be, quote, limited by play design. I was banging my head against the console in here reading that today.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like you brought Julio over for a reason. Now, granted, he hasn't been out there all year, but he was in the playoff game, right? He was healthy.
He was healthy in Week 18. He was healthy in the playoff game.
Yep. So I just need them to utilize these weapons a lot more. Go to empty where you can survey the defense. Let's see who has the best matchup. Everything can't just be play action pass all the time. I understand it's good, and running the football is good, and you have to run the football effectively in the playoffs to move on. But you go down in the game, you're going to need the pass game to come back, right? You need your quarterback to make plays. You need to have vital options and plays to be able to do that, to do so. And I don't think the Tennessee Titans had that within that game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Look, Joe Burrow got sacked 9 times.
Ugh.
He took body blow after body blow after body blow. He still threw for 300-plus, though.
Yeah.
So you have to match these guys. You have to. When your quarterback is called upon and got to make these plays, he has to make those plays. You can't turn the ball over 3 times. 3 interceptions. 3 bad interceptions, too.
The comparison that I look at for Tannehill right now, Harry, is he reminds me a lot of Bengals version Andy Dalton, right, where they continue to make the playoffs, where he's good enough to get you there, but when you need him to help you get over the hump, it's not necessarily so, right? That 2019 run was very, very distinctly Derrick Henry driven, and as we've seen, that workload isn't necessarily sustainable for a player at that position, no matter how great Derrick is. Is that you study the college game as well. You've seen so many of these college quarterbacks throughout the course of this year, Harry. They're picking 26th in this year's draft. Is there a quarterback that they can bring in that you think can legitimately push Ryan Tannehill this year?
Yeah, through trade.
Yeah.
not through the draft, I don't think so. I think you need to wait till the 2023 draft to see if you want to go that route. But if you're going to look for another quarterback, and at this point, This is Harry GM had all options on the table right now. I mean, I understand they just paid Ryan Tannehill, but listen, your job is to survey the team, and no option is off of the table. Everything is on the table, and if it's a move that's going to make us better offensively at that position and you have an opportunity to make it, you got to make it. If you do not feel like it's a move that will make you better in the long run, then you don't do it. And then you can still wait to 2023 because I think that draft class is going to be way better than the 2022 draft class.
They've shown a commitment to doing that this past season, Harry. This was the year that they pushed their chips into the center of the table. They don't restructure people's deals. John Robinson famously does not like kicking the cap can down the road. But they restructured this quarterback to make room for Julio as one of their big acquisitions, along with what they did in free agency. And at this point, they botched it. What did you make of Cincinnati, Harry? Because I was shocked that they didn't get Joe Burrow more help on third down. I did not think that Zach Taylor did much better of a job in that football game.
No. He didn't, especially when it came coming into the game, knowing Joe Burrow was sacked the most in the NFL with 51 sacks. And then you had the Tennessee Titans sack him 9 times. I got to give credit to Joe Burrow, though, because
oh, so good.
Not one time did he turn that football over. And I think it was either the last sack or second to last sack. I don't know how he held onto that ball, but Bud Dupree swiped his arm as he was going down. And I don't know how in the hell, but he held onto that football. But if the Titans would have got that football right there in midfield, that would have been glorious. But going up against the Kansas City Chiefs, you look at Chris Jones, you look at Wharton, you look at Okafor, you look at Melvin Ingram, all those guys played well last night. You're going to have to protect the quarterback. But it also is going to be a shootout, the kind of game that the Cincinnati Bengals don't mind playing because they have the weapons offensively.
Harry Douglas at HDouglas83 is where you follow him on social media. Great play breakdowns, better football analysis, ESPN. He's all over the place. Harry, it was great to see you this weekend, buddy, and I'm sorry that I won't get to see you probably in the playoffs or at least until next season, but it's always good to catch up.
Good to be on, Buck. You have a good one, man.
Harry Douglas there with us on 104.5 The Zone.